Originality.
Origin. My name is Nick Singh.
You.
Welcome to Autographs. My name is Nick Singh. And just know, originality is on the horizon. Let's go. What's up, everybody? I'm here with my buddy Andrew, and he asked me a very interesting question. So I ran upstairs, got my mics, and I said, I want to answer this on the podcast because this would be a good podcast question. But before I do, Andy and Andrew is a business partner of mine. He runs a digital marketing agency. Rarely do people running digital marketing agencies right now like sincerely impress me because the numbers are just generally the same industry-wise. Andrew did that right away. This guy's an absolute badass. I'm incredibly privileged to have him as a business partner. And we do incredible work together. He works with some awesome companies, and Andrew, good to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, man. I unfortunately have to say that we do work together, but
shut it.
We're gonna have to live with, because you do great video work and are
appreciate you, man.
Professional.
Oh, thanks.
Other than when you're running upstairs to grab your mics for a podcast or a work session.
Appreciate you.
The question I have for Nick, just to jump straight into it. I've known Nick for a little bit now. We met and connected at the university, but didn't weren't really that close. And Nick, as most of you know, is someone who's pretty outward and social about his network and social life and the friends he kind of brings, which I always appreciate with him. But I asked him the question because I sincerely wanted to know, with all these people and influences in your life, of it seems like, who have made a really big impact on you, is there one person that you would kind of say, above all else, you felt has had a really great impact on you and continues to do so, that's changed you in a way that no one else has?
Would I have to know them personally?
No, I don't think. Yeah, let's say no for this one.
If I didn't know them personally, the answer is easy. It's Tony Robbins.
Mm-hmm. Why would that be?
He changes millions of people's lives. That just happened to be one of those lives.
What happened with you that you felt that change, where this is a pretty big answer to have someone that you've never met before? What kind of pushed you to feel like he was someone where, even though you haven't spoken to him one-on-one, felt that he was someone that really had that big of an impact for you?
I went to a Tony Robbins event, my first of one of his events, in 2016. And at that time, I cared a lot of what other people think of me. It's something that a lot of people go through. Mm-hmm. And I was one of those people, man. And, you know, a lot of people today will give me the compliment, which I couldn't be more grateful for, of Nick, man, you're just really yourself. And it never used to be like that for me at all. So, like, for me, that's such a compliment that I really feel. And I don't take lightly. And sometimes it doesn't always feel like that. I still work on it. But Tony helped me see a world where I didn't have to rest my personal value on what others felt and thought about me so deeply.
That's awesome, because even though you said it's only a few years old, I've always felt that about you. But to hear that someone has had that profound impact, I'm going to take the question another angle now.
Sure. I was
just
expecting
because
that.
I like to keep pushing your buttons, as you know.
Go for it.
I would love to hear if there's a person that you've, in your life, like personally, that you know, met, and interact with every day. Let's go within the last 12 months. Have you felt has maybe shifted your focus, made a profound impact, or really driven you down the path that you're on right now? If there's someone that you felt has had a really profound impact on these last 12 months for you.
That I do know personally.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay, so like there's the politically correct answer to say that everybody's made an impact on my life and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah,
but
that,
like, yeah, exactly. That's not what people want to hear. Okay, I'm going to start wide and I'm going to get narrow.
Okay.
The group of people, I'm going to start wide there, that have made the dearest impact on my life. And I'm going to widen the scope a little bit because it's necessary for me, over the past 24 months. So mm-hmm. It's still kind of like same time frame-ish.
We only started working together 6 months ago, so it doesn't seem like I'm fitting in that 24-hour
mark. No, sorry, Andrew, this isn't you. So about 2 to 2.5 years ago, I came across a group of people who became family, brothers and sisters. I met them at events all over the world, and it was this group of people. While Tony helped me understand that I could be myself, it was this group of people, for the first time in my life, I've always had groups of friends that really made me feel like I could be themselves and be myself around them, because they celebrated who I felt that I really was.
That's awesome.
Like my friend, I just want to name them. Like that's like DeAnnelise, Bianca, Kimberly Rich, Juan Bendania, Kevin Crenshaw, Luis Angel, Omid, Matt Wallace, freaking my boy Taz. I know I'm missing a few out there. I love you guys, man. Like,
can I ask a question?
What's up?
I'm always interested in this stuff because I've personally never been to one of these conferences. Sure. Not to say that they're bad at all. I just,
well, no. Let me go narrow. Let me narrow it down though. Because remember, I said I'm going to start wide.
I just want to ask a quick question.
Sure. Yeah.
Fine. Insight.
Sure.
Being never been at one of these conferences, what was that first interaction when you met that first person from that group? How did that affect you in that day and that kind of moment?
You meet a lot of people at these conferences, man. Mm-hmm. And like
obviously these guys stuck out for some reason.
Yeah, like this might sound like a trip, but it was just honest. So you know those people in your life that you can just like my buddy Omid says this. He's the one who actually told me this, and I was like, man, that's true. And this is what I felt with all these people. It's like if you can't roast or be roasted,
yeah,
like within like the first 24 to 48 hours meeting someone.
Oh yeah.
For me, that's such a big thing. Like, I was able to joke around with these motherfuckers so easily and like pick at them and like point out flaws, and they were able to point out flaws at me, and it was just all love. Mm-hmm. And the moment I felt that, and we're all generally around the same age group too, I was like, man, these people are really dope. And then it just started out of us being curious and interested and friendly with each other. And then it really morphed itself into like beautiful relationships. Oh, Grant is one person I don't want to miss. Grant's been my homie as well. But with that, narrowing it down, man, over the past 2.5 years, I've mentioned this time and again, but all of these people I've had personal life-changing conversations with every single one of them. I've had like 3-hour life chats with that have like totally shifted me. But the one life chat, and he knows who he is, that I had with a buddy of mine 2.5 years ago, I'll never forget. It's Juan. And I would say he alone has made the dearest impact on my life. He lives in Toronto, so him and I see each other frequently. He's one of my best friends. And the guy's just, he was on the last episode, or I don't know when I'm going to publish this, but he was on an episode with me where we just chatted about stories and shit from our lives. And man, that guy's just been a brother, dude. Like he's somebody who I've brought some wildly uncomfortable conversations to. And just, it's a difficult thing, man, to bring an uncomfortable conversation to one of your brothers.
Between, like, you two personally? Like, the situation, or just, like, asking him about his own life?
No, about my life, asking him about my life. Yeah, Simon Sinek had an amazing quote that I want to mention here, and it's that Simon Sinek's an author. And he said, you don't build trust by helping people. You build trust by asking people for help.
Mm-hmm.
And
vulnerability.
Yeah, I won't say I've never been afraid to ask for help, but this was an area that I deeply needed help. And I was just like, dude, I don't know where to even start. And I won't get into the details because it's just not even something I want to talk about publicly. But what I will say is that conversation fucking changed me. And I credit it to him. So
that's awesome, man.
It's just lovely, man. I have all respects to them. But man, like truly, I've had conversations with all of those folks time and again that have just drastically changed my life. So I don't want to undervalue any of them.
For
they
sure,
know I love
man.
Them.
I mean,
but
no
but
need
that's
to undervalue, but
that's how to answer how to answer your question though.
That's awesome, man. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I've always kind of wondered that about you because
it's an interesting one. I've never been asked that before. Thank
I feel
you.
Like they're it was one of those ones where you kind of, I don't know if anyone else saw this from your podcast listeners, went through phases of, you loved Gary Vaynerchuk. You went from Tony Robbins to all these different influences, and not to make fun of you by any means.
No, it's true. It's true.
But
it's what
I
it
didn't
is.
Really understand which ones brought you the most value because they kind of switched. And it's always interesting to see that you can take little pieces from different people and figure it out.
Yeah, man. Tony's a legend. They're all legends, dude. Gary's a legend. Tom's a legend. Just like Tony's been a real big key player in my books, but so is Juan, and so is all those friends, dude. They changed my life. So
what's one piece of advice you'd give someone who's looking to have a conversation like that with their friend? Like if it was me,
it took me years
and
to
I
have
said,
that conversation, man.
And I said to you, Nick, I need to have a conversation, and obviously I have no clue what the topic you and Juan talked about, but I said this is something I don't personally feel comfortable with.
And it was about you and you're approaching me.
It was about me or something that I, you know, like you said, not something you really want to talk about personally, but it was, you know, some of my close friends, one of those guys. Like
if
I pick one of them
and
I said,
you need to have a conversation.
How do I go about having that conversation without being weird or being made fun of or feeling that vulnerability only from a one-sided point of view? Because obviously being someone who went through it.
It's tough, man.
Yeah.
Like, it took me a long time.
What was kind of the icebreaker? Did you just kind of drop it in and say, this is what I'm thinking? Or did you kind of lean into something he said?
No, it wasn't that. I actually called him. And I just was out of the blue. I was like, yo, like, this has been on my mind for years, bro. Like, I need to.
Was it as hard as you thought it was going to be?
I'm going to answer your first question, and yeah. then I'll answer that. The way to do it, geez, man, like I'm just really blessed to have these friends, man. I'm grateful for them every single day. That's not just a line. Like, I truly in my heart feel so much love. To have people, all of them I could do it with, people in your life that are willing to walk with you in an uncomfortable terrain is a real gift, man. A lot of people avoid that shit like the plague, and they say that they're there for you, but they don't know how to walk through that terrain themselves, so they feel wary and unsure as to how to walk you through it, which is honest. But these people, man, like, they fucking are like warriors and champions, and they've spent their lives thus far learning how to walk themselves through terrains of similar challenge. And not to say that they know exactly how to solve everything, but they're not afraid, man. They'll fucking weather a storm, and I respect the hell out of them. They've definitely made a man out of me in that way, because now I'm able to do that for others. So that was a big part about having somebody that I knew in my heart would be able to manage this and withstand this with me. Mm-hmm. That was huge, man. And I have nothing to do with that. That's just their own work and their own life, the way they've chosen to live. So that plays a big role. But number two, I reached a point in myself, man, where I reached a satiation point where I had it was a sliver of an opening, man. It was really small. And I said, I could live the rest of my life, and this is going to sound cheesy as fuck, but I could live my rest of my life not fucking discussing this, or I can chat about it.
Yeah.
And I chatted about it, and it was just this weird satiation point where it wasn't, I'm telling you, man, it's not like these clouds parted and was like, now is the time. It was just like this sliver of light through these fucking dark, gloomy clouds. It was like a pin drop. And I said, I saw it. I'm going to choose to trust it. I have no idea why. And I picked the phone and I called him. Was it harder than I thought? I didn't know what to expect, man. I just knew, like I think that in life, people
like
change.
When you said, sorry, don't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good.
When you said you just picked up the phone.
Yeah.
How, like, for a lot of people, and I mean, not to get too deep because I'm not a super deep guy, but yeah. I think the big thing, my question would be that anxiety from, I know that feeling, where you have to make a call that's not going to be a fun one.
Yeah, it's not a pleasant one.
As Nick said, I run my own agency. I've had a lot of fucking unfun calls.
Yep.
But I will say, what's that feeling like? Is that feeling going into it one of, okay, hope for relief? Or one, I just hope to God I can even get the words out?
It's a bit of both, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that life changes when the pain that you're experiencing from staying where you are outweighs the pain of changing, because changing sucks sometimes. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's just as simple as that. It's just, like, both are painful, but one just substantially outweighs the other.
Mm-hmm.
And then things just tip. It's a leverage point. It's a satiation point. And you say, I'm done.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That was it, man. That was a great question.
Did you feel relief after? Or
huge.
Was it overwhelming? Or was it, like, do you have any regret about bringing that out?
None.
That's a good point.
None.
I feel like when it's one of those, it usually happens like that.
Yeah.
Where you get lucky.
Don't live with burdens. Don't live with weights on your shoulder. Don't ignore what you're feeling. Self-love is not just spa days and facial care and going to the gym and watching your health. It's actually addressing the things that you're going through mentally and emotionally and spiritually. Mm-hmm. And finding solutions and finding folks, friends, mentors, coaches, people, parents, family, anyone to help guide you through those times if you need any help. And if anyone's listening to this, this is a SOS, so y'all can always call me. Forever here.
I agree. I think I always like to view the point of vulnerability leads to honesty.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big thing for a lot of people miss, but
I think vulnerability, like, is honesty, man.
Not trying to be too deep here. Just trying to ask Nick some questions, keep myself out of the line of fire, but I was glad to get that answer, because that's one question I always kind of had for you about these big circles, because I see people like this all the time, and whether it's one and the same or every
see people like this all the time. What? I thought I was a unique cat.
Yeah, you could say that.
Oh,
a
come
lot
on.
Of different ways. I
come
don't know.
On, come
I don't
on.
Know the ways you're looking for.
Don't undersell it.
We'll see.
I have a very special group of friends. I'm very grateful for them, but I would say it's not as big of a circle as it looks.
Yeah. What's one thing that you would tell yourself 3 years ago?
Oh, so like just before it. It's going to be okay. Yeah.
Do you think you would have listened to that back then?
It's hard to tell. Probably not. Probably
That's
not.
Always my favorite question to follow that one up not. With. Is a lot of people have advice for themselves, but I know myself. I've even said it before. At 16, I would tell myself some things.
Yeah.
I know I'm too much of a dumbass to listen to myself.
Yeah, I have no regrets, man. I think like it's just one of those things where you look at your life, and I'm sure you feel this way too. And things turned out as they did. And I truly think that everything happens for a reason. And I've settled those scores. And I feel good about it, man. Mm-hmm. Happy where I'm at. I'm looking forward to where I'm going.
Yeah. About where you're going.
Sure. And this is the last question.
This is good.
We got to get back to
work. What would you say? That's always good to hear from you. If we say that, so going into this next year, you post a lot about personal growth.
Yeah.
Hope to grow with business. But is there anything that really stands out to you personally that you want to improve upon? Because from all standpoints outside of it, not to pump your tires more than they already are, but you seem like a pretty happy and fulfilled guy from personal standpoint. Is there something that you feel like is the next hurdle for you of someone who outward facing feels pretty happy, but maybe there's something that you can kind of relay to make sure that even people who aren't outward facing about it know that everyone's still working on themselves?
For sure. I definitely am grateful and blessed to call myself happy and fulfilled at this stage, for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
I've spent the like last half decade just finding ways to get that right. I'm still doing it every day. But for me, my own vision is for the next year, 2 years, 3 years, next decade, it's going to be about becoming a lot more public about that happiness in an effort to share it with people who I think need it. I'm still trying to figure out the early nuances to how that's going to look online and what kind of brand I'm going to end up building for myself. But I'm deeply interested in becoming a very good businessman. I, for some reason, just have always been drawn to what it looks like to know the art of business. It's one of the fascinating arts of the world, and I'd love to be one of those gladiators in that fucking ring just going at it with the biggest and the baddest. And I know you feel similar.
Oh my God, yeah.
And it's just how we keep on rocking, man. It's just time to make shit happen, man.
Always has an angle for everything. I love it.
No angles, man. No angles. What do you mean
coming
angles?
Coming in the gladiator ring, eh?
Oh, dude, you know about my analogies, my man.
There's no way you're making it through a gladiator ring.
You think I wouldn't make it through that gladiator ring? You got another thing coming, buddy. They call me Russell Crowe, that gladiator ring.
No, man. I'm glad I got to ask you that question. It was one where it did come from an organic place, but we did get the mics involved, and I'm kind of glad we did because
I'm glad
it allowed me to ask a few follow-up questions that I did not feel too weird about doing because you were both holding a mic in front of our face.
Exactly. Boom. But well, thanks,
no,
Andy.
Thanks for having me on, man. And
appreciate
it, man. Keep it up.
What should I call this segment? Just advice to myself?
I think you should call it, I don't know, like maybe.
I want to start doing this. Like,
don't be too cheesy. Don't call it like uncovering Nick's saying because the greasiest thing I've ever heard.
I think
that would probably get you banned on pretty much every podcast list you could ask.
Yeah, exactly.
Uncovering Nick's saying doesn't sound like a fun video to click on.
No. But what should I call this? Because I want to, like, I feel like these questions come up every now and again, and I want to create a space for them where, like, just anyone can just ask anything.
What about honest answers?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's the marketing brain right there. That's all you're getting from me.
Honest answers. I appreciate the coffee, buddy. Well, good to have you.
Thanks,
let's cut it there. Bye. Peace.